back.
Yeah.
A dinosaur story.
I think you've done that joke before.
I like that joke. I don't like that movie. I don't know. I don't remember if I like that movie or not. It's been a long time since I've seen We're Back, A Dinosaur Story.
Maybe it's time to revisit it.
Speaking of old movies, like We're Back, A Dinosaur Story, mm-hmm. You showed your son a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a movie that I bought off of the Warner Collective Collection line that hadn't come out in like 20-something years.
The Archive Collection?
Archive, maybe? Yeah. Flight of Dragons.
Mm-hmm.
And if anyone else has seen that, they're awesome.
Yeah.
It was a Rankin Bass joint, right?
Yes, it was. Same as The Hobbit and many other animated features from the late 70s, early 80s.
And it was about, it's based on a book called The Dragon and the George.
Mm-hmm.
Really good book if you ever get a chance to read it. Fantasy thing about a scientist. Or no, no, he's not a scientist in the movie. In the book, he's a scientist.
No, he's a scientist in the movie.
Okay.
He used to work at a lab, but then he wanted, and he was trying to write a novel, which, basically he was playing Peter Dickinson, who wrote The Flight of Dragons.
Book called The Flight of about dragons.
Yeah, about the actual, like, physiology of dragons and how they could work in the real world.
And he gets sent to an ancient, like, fantasy world and actually gets turned into a dragon for the whole movie.
Pretty much, most of it, yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome movie that I grew up on, and I'm sure you enjoyed it, right?
Yeah, I thought it was really good. It was very cute. I mean, it took me right back to seeing stuff like, you know, The Hobbit and Return of the King and old school Rankin Bass things. Connor didn't.
Yeah, that's your son.
He got pissed. He was pissed when he finished watching it. I don't know if it was because I made him watch something that wasn't Spider-Man 3. Goddamn, he loves Spider-Man 3, let me tell you.
That's kind of upsetting that you can't. You've mentioned that, how, like, oh, hey, it's your, yeah, you bring the kid home. Mm-hmm. Now you get to watch Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
Yeah, or Superman 1 again.
Yeah. Well, actually, he prefers Superman 2.
Well, most people do.
Yeah.
But even still, I can only watch Superman 2 once every year.
Yeah, I've watched way too much Superman 2. At least the Donner cut's slightly better.
So I made an attempt to try to get your son to watch something badass, mm-hmm. Flight of Dragons. He hated it.
He hated it. I was kind of, stunned, too. I was just like, really? And he was getting really, like, I didn't like it. I'm like, God, Connor, what a dick.
Your son is a dick?
Total dick,
your son is a big old douchebag.
Yep.
Wow.
I'll have to work on that.
Do you think maybe he just didn't like it because he wanted to watch Spider-Man 3?
Probably. I mean, that's probably more likely. It's just he didn't get his way. Although, we watched The Hulk, and he didn't want to watch that initially, even though he loved The Hulk. But after
The Incredible Hulk.
The Incredible Hulk, yes. The Ed Norton one.
Not the Bruce, what's his name?
Eric Bana. Yeah.
Yeah, that one sucked.
Yes, it did.
So, my name's Ben.
Hi, I'm Aaron.
If you listened to the last podcast, this might seem familiar because we don't have the first block.
Well, we do have the first block. We're just choosing not to air it.
Why?
Because it's like a month out of date.
That's true.
And it was all entertainment news and all stuff that by now no one's going to give a shit about.
Yeah, and I'm honestly of the. I'm not even sure if people would give a shit. We do give a shit about entertainment news.
I don't know. I think with the way that our podcast goes up, you know, sometimes we're every week, sometimes we're once a month.
Yeah,
it's a little risky to do that because we never know because of our schedule.
Exactly, and yeah, like this podcast getting delayed was my fault because I spent an entire week editing a play for high school, and then I had to burn it to DVD and sell it, so I made money.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
That you didn't get the podcast. But fuck you.
If you donated to mudkit5000@gmail.com, you know, send a little PayPal.
Nobody donated, by the way, to the Save Captain Mal's Spaceship Foundation.
I can't imagine why not, considering that it's totally shady. Yeah. And I actually was reading a follow-up on that. Right now, no one's getting money because the organization that has gone up,
mm-hmm.
No one's sure if it's actually legit or if it's even possible, so everyone's like, don't send any money yet. We're trying to figure it out.
Yeah, and
so if you see anyone collecting that isn't us, they're probably a scam artist.
Because
if it is
us, we're legit.
We'll use that money for ourselves and eventually give money to Captain Man.
Right. Or if you just want to make a donation because our podcast is awesome.
I haven't bought Firefly on Blu-ray yet. I don't think we have that. So if you sent us money, we could buy Firefly and Blu-ray, and therefore Captain Mal would get like some royalties or something.
Oh, also, I will use the money to buy Castle Season 2.
There you go.
Because I finished Castle Season 1, and it's time for me to buy Castle Season 2.
Right on.
Yeah, and we can buy that copy of that Stir of Echoes. What was it?
White Noise 2.
White Noise 2.
Yeah. White Noise 2.
Yeah. And whatever. Even the Desperate Housewives for one season or something like that.
You got forced to watch that because of work, so. Stop playing with your Spider-Man.
I mean, I can't. He's so articulate.
That is really cool. It's more of a comic-y.
It's a Marvel Legends Spider-Man.
Style. Yeah. I've got one that size, but it's like from Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
I think you gave that to us, actually.
I probably did.
Yeah.
But in this podcast, we talk about...
We're talking about the size of our Spider-Man.
Mine's pretty big. Look at it.
Yeah, mine's got good girth.
Mine's not as big as yours, but it's very articulate.
It shoots sticky stuff, too.
It shoots... Yeah.
Okay.
Mine screams.
Oh.
Sorry. This podcast is about you giving us donations and also... video game movies?
Totally not a scam. Yeah, video game movies? I think we talked about that. It's been so long.
we did at one point talk briefly about video game movies in one of the podcasts.
Yeah, I think we touched on it, and that was one of ours. We'll have them do a full show about it. So we did.
Yeah, and in this one, Walt printed out a list of every video game movie that came out theatrically, and we talked about them.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about Blood Rain 2.
Yeah, direct-to-DVD we passed on just because.
The Tekken movie.
I don't think Far Cry came to theaters, did it?
No, it didn't. Yeah, we talked about the main ones, I guess. Yeah, because I don't think anybody saw some of the straight-to-DVD video game movies.
I didn't even see half the ones that came to theaters, to be honest.
Yeah. I think I saw the most out of all these ones on this list. Like Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat and so on and so forth.
I never bothered with Chun-Li.
Oh, Jesus Christ. We'll talk about that.
Didn't you buy that and, like, sell it a week later?
Yes, I did. So yeah, enjoy the podcast. This is our brief intro because we recorded an hour of entertainment news that is no longer relevant.
Yeah.
And donate money if you want.
Teach us something.
If you want to give us money for the podcast or for our short films.
Or for Captain Mal.
Totally,
you'll get to him. I swear.
I'll buy a new camera for our short films.
And somehow that will give money to Captain Mal.
I'll make a Firefly fan film.
There you go.
Yeah.
We'll give royalties to Captain Mal.
Yes, we will.
We'll send him a dollar.
And if you guys also want to send us ideas for future episodes, comments, or, the good ones, the bad ones.
Feedback. Let us know how we're doing, how we can improve.
That can be sent to mudkip5000@gmail.com.
Yep.
I check it every day or three.
Yep.
And are we going to toss to a song?
Sure. What song you want to toss to?
I don't know. Something geeky, I guess.
Oh, okay. I can give you some stuff.
Okay.
All right, we'll talk to something geeky.
And then after that, we'll come into a podcast, the second block of a podcast that has no first block.
There you go.
Where Walt will say something like, "And we're back."
Probably.
So, enjoy it. Still not ready.
God damn
no,
it.
No, okay, but seriously. That was the David the Gnome theme song. I'm hoping it brought some... What was that on? Was that on Nickelodeon back in the
Nickelodeon,
day?
Yes.
Was that on, like, the day, morning... What was the...
That was morning.
Morning. What was that called?
David the Gnome.
Nick Jr.
With Eureka's Castle.
Gullah
Island.
That was later.
That was much
Little
later.
Bear.
Much later.
Does anyone remember Pinwheel?
Yeah,
Pinwheel?
I remember Pinwheel.
I remember Pinwheel.
What's
Pinwheel? Pinwheel spinning it around.
Yeah.
It was
the fucking
it was a precursor to Eureka's Castle.
Yeah. It was the original Eureka's Castle.
Yeah.
Eurekus
Castle.
It is our Eurekus Castle.
Can you remember the two things that lived in the moat in Eurekus Castle? What were their names? Bog and Quagmire.
Ooh.
I remember one episode. There's only one thing I remember of Eurekus Castle at all. And that's where... What was the dragon's name?
Magellan.
He couldn't draw a circle. And he wanted to draw a circle, but his circle always came out lopsided.
That poor fucker.
Was that a plot?
I remember that, actually, yes. Too. I remember that. Yes, I remember that.
Pizza Hut had Eureka's Castle puppets at one point.
Fuck, I remember
the rubber puppet things.
Yeah.
They had it for Land Before Time, too.
And I remember for the Casper.
Yeah,
they glowed in the dark.
Yeah,
used to scare the
shit out of you.
Fuck you, by the way. This fucker here. We had beds. We when we were kids, we shared a room.
You had pizza.
Okay, and we got the Casper, the Casper hand puppets from Pizza Hut. And which one's yours? The black one?
Yeah.
Okay. We had the hand puppets that glowed in the dark, and he had the stinky one.
It was Stretch, I think.
It was Stretch, and we put them on our bedpost just because they had holes in them and just stuck them on the bedpost. And then Rob was like, hey, bet you when you wake up, you kept poking fun at the fact that it was real. It was really a ghost, and he would, like, turn. So I would fall asleep. You'd get up and turn it to face me. And I'd wake up, and he'd be staring at me. Or you'd pick him up and put him right beside my head. You're a fucking asshole. You did that for a long time. And I would, like, put it away somewhere, and then in the middle of the night, you'd pick it up and put it back. You're a dick.
You're welcome.
Thank you. You did that with a sock puppet, too. And then it was not happy.
I did?
Yeah, he terrorized me as a kid.
I remember not wanting the
That's
Casper.
That's what Big Brothers are for.
You didn't want the Casper hand
Yeah,
puppet?
Every time my parents would go to get me one, I'd be like, just don't get me Casper. I don't know why.
Because he's such
a
pussy. I
was like 16 when that movie came out.
Yeah, that was... Yeah, you guys are fucking children. I feel
we
so
didn't good. Have the Casper one either, I think.
No, I wanted the other ones.
The other ones were cooler looking.
I wish
Casper
I had
was
seen
boring.
A
he just looked like he was a...
This is me.
He looked like he was a hydrocephalic. The other ones at least had character.
He looked like Muckley Cluckin. Or
yeah,
Richie Rich.
Sounded like him, too.
Wait, did he really do his voice?
No. Did he?
No.
I don't
know.
No idea.
Whatever happened to Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
He's still doing shit. He was on Veronica Mars for an episode.
And he was in Smallville.
Yeah, that's right. Where he played, like, the
Lion King.
Twins or whatever.
Yeah.
Hmm. Good anyway. Luck to him. Video game movies. We have a list here of chronologically of every video game movie that came out theatrically. This doesn't include Japanese video game movies, because I guess they didn't come out here theatrically. Unless they did. And Pokemon's not on here. Because I guess technically Pokemon's a movie based on a cartoon based on a video game.
And direct-to-video stuff.
We can just pretty much leave out anime in general.
Yep.
Yeah, we're not weeaboos.
We don't speak moonspeak.
Although I would say the Street Fighter movie that
Street
came
Fighter
out.
Animated movie?
Yeah, that was pretty fucking badass.
Yeah.
With the soundtrack Korn by Korn and Alice in Chains.
Yeah. Like, let's throw as much 90s cringe rock in there for no reason.
Hey, it was awesome.
Japanese fighters have to stick together.
Because we're brothers!
I like that movie a lot. The dub was awesome for that. So apparently the first video game movie to come out...
Must have been awesome to spawn all of these others.
Yeah.
Must have been the best movie ever.
Arguably, it was. Mm. Super Mario Brothers.
God damn it.
That was apparently the first one.
I'm going to so disagree. I love that movie.
Oh,
it is horrible.
It's great,
but...
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah, no, it's amazing.
It's amazingly right. bad. I'll give you that.
It's like, not bad.
No. That's nostalgia talking.
Dude, we own it. We've watched it. I watched
it
a lot.
I'll be honest. That's another one. Oh, go ahead, Steven. I'm sorry.
I enjoy watching it. It's not great by any standard, but it's fun to watch.
It's painful.
But,
I mean, how can you make a good movie out of that concept?
It's absolutely ludicrous. I mean, it's the fact that you've got Bob Hoskins as Mario, and you know that he probably, like, went to his trailer and put a revolver in his mouth every night. But, I mean, it was just so crazy over the top. The production design for, like, Koopa City was just completely
so
insane and
amazing.
Manic and surreal. It was absolutely brilliant. I mean, it's not a good movie, but it's a movie that I enjoy watching over and over again. I that's one I can watch with the kid, like, anytime he wants to watch it, I'm down.
If they were going to really make a movie based on Mario...
Oh, yeah, there's no way it could be good.
Yeah, a fat guy running and jumping, you know, sideways the entire time.
Yeah. And yeah. I guess they technically did that with the TV show. That was a very...
The TV show
was a very literal...
Yeah.
Interpretation of the video game, because it had all the characters and they did the same shit and it was redonkulous.
I didn't mind that as a child.
The Super Mario Super Show?
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed it.
I especially love Fridays, because Fridays had Legend of Zelda cartoon.
Yep.
Yoshi didn't look like Yoshi in it, though.
No.
No, he was cute as shit.
And yeah, he was cute as shit.
And that's all on sale at Target for like $4 now. They've got all these different collections of them.
Yeah, my that's one that lives at my mom's house, or my kiddo's mom's house.
Now,
I forgot about Yoshi being in that movie.
Yeah, Dennis Hopper was fantastic as a villain too.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I mean, the fact that he held his arms like a little T-Rex the entire time—that's something I didn't catch until like the fifth time I watched it.
the girl. Why was the Princess Toadstool? Why was it Princess Daisy? Oh, because she was hooked up with Luigi at the end of the movie.
Yeah, there you go.
So what?
And Samantha Mathis, man, come on! I had such a crush on Samantha Mathis.
What?
No, Daisy was in the live-action movie.
Yeah, but wasn't Peach not a character until Super Nintendo?
But there was still Princess Toadstool.
Was Princess Toadstool. Okay. They just that was her original name, and they like eventually they just.
I remember she was Peach.
Her name's Peach Toadstool.
Daisy was the one from Super Mario Land, if I'm not mistaken. And then they added her to like the Super Mario Sports title, so they could have a second girl.
No, are we fine with the fact that John Leguizamo played Luigi? I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
I thought he was amusing.
I love John Leguizamo.
Yep.
It's not how I initially pictured Luigi, on account of Luigi just seemed not like a taller, slightly wimpier version of Mario.
But it worked. Yeah. I mean, it worked. It was, yeah, they had an entertaining, you know.
You know who would make a great Luigi now?
Hmm.
Sacha Baron Cohen.
I don't like him.
But doesn't he look like Luigi?
Yeah, he could do it.
You know who would make a good Luigi? Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, god damn. We'll get to that.
That movie came out in May 28th, 1993.
Wow.
So, feel old. The next video game movie to come out theatrically was Double Dragon.
I never saw it.
I saw Double Dragon.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see Double Dragon.
It was,
yeah, you did. Me and you watched it. We rented it from Farmore.
Yeah.
Nice. I saw it, and I barely remember it. I only remember the fact that I was amused that Alyssa Milano was in it.
She was hot in it.
Yeah,
she
Mark was Dacascus.
They drove the dragon wagon, and it ran on garbage. They put garbage in it, and it would run or something. And there was a mutant guy, and he was all like, my name's a Bobo, or something.
Yeah, it was kind of like a Mad Max-y type, you know, bullshit.
Yeah. And the girl with the whip, Linda Lash.
Who's the boss now?
The thing is, me and Rob watched that movie before I still haven't played Double Dragon.
I played Battletoads and Double Dragon.
Yeah.
Shit out of that game.
My favorite Double Dragon is Double Dragon 2. I played the hell out of Double Dragon 2 with my brother, because that was the one that added co-op.
Mm-hmm.
And man, I love that game.
So in the movie, did the brother end up being the bad guy at the end?
No. What? Oh. There's a cat looking at me. That's awesome.
I don't even remember, dude. I watched it, and I remember scenes from it. I don't remember.
No, it was Shadow Man? Shadow Master?
Shadow Master, or something.
Because didn't it turn out in the game that the Shadow Master was actually...
Yeah, if you were playing co-op, you had to fight the other player.
Yeah.
What were their names? Billy?
Billy and Jimmy.
Lee.
Yeah. Yeah.
The next one to come out... By the way, that came out November 4th, 1994. The next month came out Street Fighter.
That's another JCBD. One that's so bad it's entertaining.
I enjoyed Street Fighter.
Yeah,
I think I did.
I saw it in the theater.
I did too.
Yeah.
I've seen maybe 5 minutes of that movie.
Mm. You gotta get to the Godzilla
and
scene.
It was a bad 5 minutes.
There's a Godzilla scene.
Trust me, it's bad, but it's bad in that way that it's really entertaining. Now, I don't know if you have the tolerance. I mean, you didn't enjoy Super Mario Brothers, the movie, for that.
I have.
Walt doesn't like good movies.
Yeah.
No soul, apparently.
Raul Julia just hams it up so fantastically.
It also levitates.
And seals his legacy for future generations.
Yep. That was his last movie.
Mm-hmm. It was his last movie role.
Yep.
You got paid?
they would thumbs up sideways. He turns it. I was fine with Jean-Claude Van Damme playing Guile, but why was Guile French? or Italian? What is he? He's a French. He's
Brussels.
French. Yeah. Why is Guile an American colonel French?
Just dumb.
With no poof hair.
Didn't have the hair.
Yeah, but he did Sonic Boom though.
Mm-hmm. Did he? Did he flash kick?
He flash kicked.
He did like a somersault kick, and like he hit M. Bison with it in the last fight.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was that his only two moves?
No, he'd never Sonic Boom.
Those are the only two moves that Guile has, isn't it? Flash kick.
In the original, he only flash kicked. And Sonic Boom did?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
That was all he could do.
And then I guess everybody only had like two moves.
Yep.
He had the hair, though.
Ryu and Ken had three.
Mm-hmm.
The Hadouken and the...
Shoryuken and the...
Hurricane.
That's the one. Bukaki. The next one to come out was the next year. Really? Was that one? Yeah, it's Yoshi! It's full of picture of Yoshi.
Yep. It's a movie Yoshi!
He should have had things on his head.
He did have the tongue.
Yeah. And then that girl stabbed him.
Huh? He had a tongue?
Yeah, yeah. No, he did.
Aunt Petunia from Harry Potter.
Was it Aunt Petunia?
Yep. Yep.
Who played the... What was her name?
In
Mario Brothers. The assistant to Koopa.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Ah, fuck.
Elsa or something like that?
That's from Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Anyway,
I'll look it up.
Okay, the next one to come out was Mortal Kombat.
Yes,
which arguably might be the best. No, that's not true. Yes, amazing, that might be true.
Amazing movie.
I'm going to continue sounding like an asshole because
You loved Mortal Kombat when it came out.
No, the movie? No,
you
I
have
hated
no
it.
Heart.
Keep in mind, I was quite a bit older than you when this came out.
Well, Aaron's quite a bit older than me, too, but Aaron loved it.
I enjoyed it. I don't want to say I loved it, but I don't love it like I love Street Fighter the movie or Super Mario Brothers movie, but I really enjoy it for the cheese that it is.
It's not as cheesy as you guys think it is.
Oh, it's so good. I went back and watched it, like, a couple months ago.
I did, too, actually.
It's worth it. It's
Play-Doh looking Goro. And
yeah, come on, dude. It was 1995.
Dude, in the well, credits, Goro fine. Played himself.
You're an asshole, by the way.
We talked about this, yeah.
Yeah, when we talked about this, where you told me Goro was a real guy, and I got so happy. I'm like, yeah, I can meet Goro? And he's like, yeah, they found him in Thailand. Cunt. But no, that that movie might be the most. Might be one of the most accurate video game movies. Was
Lena.
It?
Lena. Okay.
Okay. I would say story wise, you know, they had their hearts in the right place.
It was the same story. It had all the characters, and they did the same shit.
I was just bored by the movie when I saw it.
When did you see it,
dude? Around when it came out.
When Scorpion first and Sub Zero first showed up,
fucking
like harpoon just, comes out of his
head. And we went ape shit as children.
The fight scenes were just dumb. And
they were dude, dumb. They fought so
Johnny
good.
Cage and Scorpion. No, and, it was the shit. Was
oh, awesome. When they went to the fire words. Dimension, yeah. With the everything was made of bamboo,
and he
fire.
Tried to fucking finish him before he was down.
That was awesome.
Yeah, I couldn't do it,
Steven?
I really enjoyed that. I like the reptile Liu Kang.
Yeah. Oh, reptile. When he knocks the reptile into the thing and for some reason it turns into a man ninja instead of him being a that shitty CG lizard.
Yeah, it was...
They were in Hat World at that point. Outworld, Hat World.
You
brought that up every time you see the Hat World in the mall and you think of Outworld.
I can't help it because like Mortal Kombat was the first movie that I ever got into the behind the scenes on, I think. I get probably.
Because you taped that thing off of TNT.
Yeah. And it was like the sneak preview of Mortal Kombat. And it was badass. And fucking...
Lambert.
Christopher Lambert, yeah. With his crazy Highlander accent was... He called it Hat World. So, Hat World in the mall is Outworld. I don't want to go in it.
Because you're going to have to fight a reptile creature.
Yeah, I'm afraid.
When Scorpion and Sub-Zero showed up, though...
The Liu Kang Sub-Zero fight was kind of cool, too.
With the ice bucket water thing.
I don't think there was really any fights that I, you know, didn't enjoy, at least in some level.
I didn't care for the Sonya Kano.
Yeah, okay.
That was over really fast, yeah.
Yeah.
And she wasn't...
That was a horrible line.
And the random Liu Kang dreadlock guy fight.
I don't remember that one.
He kicked his ass in the beginning? And
then his soul was his.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And then he turned blue.
Yeah, well, you knew what to give it another shot. It had that badass song, Test Your Might.
Oh.
Test Your Might.
Mortal Kombat! That dude, one. Dude, we had the soundtrack. Dude. We rocked that shit.
I can't do it.
Holy fuck.
That's a bunch of technical.
I tried watching it again, like, a few years back, and, yeah, I couldn't do it. Couldn't hang.
Did you like the game?
I mean, like, in the 90s, when, you know, it was, like, all racy to have Mortal
Kombat. Dude, I still love the game. I play the game right now.
I went back and played one of the Mortal Kombat 3 recently.
There's a new one coming out.
Yeah,
that was decent.
I've still
want. I am looking. It's like a remake of. I am looking forward to that web series.
Yeah,
The new.
Yeah, the trailer.
Yeah. The next one to come out was 2 years later. Wow, yeah. Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
Oh God,
I never saw that one.
That's redeeming.
I never saw the sequel.
Yeah, I never saw that one either.
You don't need to.
Yeah. Annihilation.
That's how I feel about the first one.
No, because Liu Kang learned how to do his bestiality in that one.
Oh, it's so much.
And then he turned into a dragon. Animality. Sorry.
That would have been a way different movie.
Oh.
I was training. I learned how to do bestiality.
Immoral combat.
That's his fatality. He fucks an animal.
Friendship. I gotta look it up, but by the way, dude.
Finish him, and they bring in a sheep.
Like, alright.
I gotta look it up, but I think, I can't remember what it is in that web series, though. The chick who plays Sonya.
Was 7 of 9.
It's 7 of 9, yeah.
Terry Ryan.
She was in the pilot. I'm not sure if she's been cast for the full series, has she?
She signed on.
Awesome.
For the web series.
That's cool. Michael Jai White or whatever it is?
Yes, he's in.
Cool.
That movie had a couple redeming things.
I didn't like Brock. Oh, wait, we've done that.
Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
Oh, okay.
The chick who played Sonya Blade was hotter.
Yeah.
Was that the chick who was in Billy Madison?
That was in the first one. It was.
In the first one, okay.
In the second one, it was hotter.
Okay.
The first one was the chick from Last Action Hero, right?
Maybe.
She played Arnold's daughter.
I don't remember her.
She was in Billy Madison. I think she was on Wings, that TV.
Possibly.
Huh. No, that was a different chick. I know you're thinking of it's a different chick. Okay. The chick on Billy Madison was way hotter than that.
Cyrax and Sektor were in it.
Yeah.
They were like robot ninjas.
And Stryker got killed at some point, but he was never in the movie.
I was so was pissed
he?
Off when
they were like, Stryker and Cabal have been killed.
Oh, yeah. They were like, oh, hey, by the way, off screen.
Khan kills Ermac for no reason.
And he never wore his fucking mask.
How pissed off were you? Like, I know I was when Johnny Cage died in the first 5 minutes of the movie.
And it was a different actor.
Yeah.
Rage.
It's like, you can't kill Johnny Cage.
Especially when the first one had such a cliffhanger ending.
The game series.
Yeah.
When Shao Kahn shows up all badass, he's like, your souls are mine. And then the next one comes out, and he's just a guy with a shitty skull mask on. And he kills Johnny Cage.
Well, yeah,
terrible.
He's just walking around without the mask.
He shouldn't have been able to break into what, the Realm of Light? Isn't that where we live?
God, why are we still talking about this?
Yeah.
I remember Motaro looked horrible.
Oh, he's a horse dude.
So what happened next?
Oh, we were talking about.
Well, they fought, and then there was a fatality, and then the movie ended. And they were going to make a third one, I think, but they decided not to.
And then what happened?
Liu Kang turned.
And then I got really sad.
And then what happened?
They were not. Did that spawn off the USA TV series?
I think so. The USA TV series, I only watched a couple episodes. That was like set in like period time, like almost medieval time or something.
Well, I was talking about the cartoon.
I had an animated Mortal Kombat. VHS.
Yeah.
Animator was it the, like, CG? Because when there's CG...
There was the CG movie tie-in VHS tape they sold when the movie came out. The first movie came out.
Okay, I think that... I bought that from Sears. When Sears had a video game section.
Mm-hmm. You must have been let down as a child.
Yes.
Because we rented that. That was terrible.
It was horrible.
Hold on. Okay. Before we continue... Sub-Zero, Mortal Kombat anthologies, or Mortal Kombat mythologies.
Yes.
Sub-Zero.
Fuck that game.
That was a good game.
Fuck you.
It introduced Quan Chi.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Quan Chi ended up, like, betraying, like Shao Kahn and took over Mortal Kombat for, like, a while.
Yeah, I remember. I don't want to. Because it makes me think of fucking Mortal Kombat Mythologies, which was a side-scrolling beat-em-up game, but it was made like Mortal Kombat, so you still had to down-to-forward punch to throw a ice ball.
Do you remember this?
But when all I wanted to do was hit B.
And yeah, I should have been all like... Fatalities on everybody.
Yeah, but it was dumb. You can't platform with that engine, the Mortal Kombat engine.
There was the Sonya and Jax spinoff Mortal Kombat game,
too. Oh, was there?
Yeah. Deadly Forces or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awful.
I so avoided all of this shit.
Shaolin Monks was
a Shaolin Monks was really fucking good.
Yeah.
Where you at? The one after that was a movie that I remember enjoying, but I don't remember shit about. Except Matthew Lillard.
Oh, God.
Wing Commander.
Oh.
That was dog shit, dog.
I liked Wing Commander, I think.
I don't remember anything about
the,
it at
the
all.
The second movie to use bullet time, before The Matrix.
Now, the creator of the game series actually directed that, based on a script he co-wrote.
Yeah.
What's his name, Chris Johnson or something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah.
It was still shit.
It was, yeah, and that's really, I mean, you get the guy who created the series, and he fucked it up that bad. I assume there was Studio Medellin involved, and
I'm sure. I mean, I'm sure the studio was entirely responsible for the casting.
Yeah,
with Freddie Prinze Jr. and Matthew Lillard.
I like Matthew Lillard.
I love Matthew Lillard.
I'm kind of disappointed that they didn't get like Mark Hamill and the guy from Back to the Future who played Biff, and
that would have been great.
John Rhys-Davies and all that shit.
Were they in the?
Yeah,
they were in the games.
They had the really crappy animatronic Kilrathi.
Yeah,
In the movie.
Yeah,
you remember this movie?
Yeah, and the Kilrathi, which are, you know, cat people aliens.
They look more like they're lizard people.
Yeah, and they look like you know, the things in the band at Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh fuck!
Yeah,
I mean, it was sad is that the fucking like Kilrathi in the games looked better.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, why just go with that, dude? Seriously.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I don't know. I remember liking it because I'm awesome. The next one to come out was 2 years later.
Really?
Because all of those movies tanked, except for Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat did well.
Yeah, it did pretty well.
Lara Croft Tomb Raider.
I liked it.
And thus the beginning of the tentpole video game movie.
I saw it, and I don't remember shit about it. Seriously.
She didn't
really raid any tombs. She
fought a robot.
She smirked a lot and fought a CG robot, and there was some bullet time.
I like that movie, I think.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
I bought that movie at GameStop.
Oh, and she had this horrible pair of, like, fake breasts that she wore over her real ones.
Apparently those were real, she said.
No.
She said they just gave her lots of protein. Or something. I don't
know.
What?
They weren't real. She was wearing, like, prosthetics.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah, I didn't really like it. And, you know, I have no real attachment to the Tomb Raider games. Because
I keep trying to, but it doesn't work out.
I liked the first one and, you know, didn't really care after that.
You had to fight a T-Rex.
Like,
in the first one you did.
Yeah, it was good.
That was terrifying.
Yeah, it wasn't a good movie.
Yeah, it was.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah. It was easily the It was easily the second best movie we've talked about so far.
Wow.
Mortal Kombat.
I mean, I'll agree with you there.
No, that's not true.
I think
Super Mario Brothers, Mortal Kombat. I'm not listening.
I think I like Street Fighter and Mario Brothers more than Tomb Raider.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, can't win them all.
Hey, I'm with you on it.
Well, thank you. The next movie I fucking hate. Final Fantasy: The Spirits Within.
Yeah.
It probably doesn't even really belong on the list because
it's so not based on Final Fantasy.
It's not based on a video game except for the title and the people who made it.
No chocobos. The game had no chocobos.
There was a patch on one person's uniform sleeve that was a chocobo.
Yeah, that's
No magic.
No magic.
Yeah, not really.
No magic at all.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
you could say the spirit things
was kind of magic, I guess, but
they didn't have any summons.
No casting of spells or anything.
Yeah, no Bahamut.
Leveling up.
No, I don't think
no writing for 4 hours in one spot.
And there was no.
We're bigs. I
didn't need any of that stuff that you guys are listing, but I did need it to be.
You need all of that to make it Final
Fantasy. I did need it to be a good movie, and it wasn't.
You know what was a good movie, though? Was the Advent Children.
Well, we can talk about that
there, but
because that was straight to DVD.
Right, but that was what... That's what Spirits Within should have been.
All I've seen of that is the fight scene between Sephiroth
and Tifa. That's all you need to see.
Okay.
That definitely would have alienated everyone who hadn't played Final Fantasy VII.
Well, then they didn't need to go see the movie.
Because I played Final Fantasy VII and that movie still made no sense.
Well, it's also Japanese.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it is very Japanese. I mean, something is lost in the translation.
I enjoyed watching it. I enjoyed watching Advent Children, and it looks amazing, but it makes no sense. The action's cool.
Cloud could fly now.
Yeah, apparently.
The next one, I guess, is probably the best, in my opinion.
He didn't fly. He was it was like at the end of Final Fantasy VII, in his head, and he was flying up to, or jumping up towards him. And it was like it was like replaying the ending of Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah, I beat Final Fantasy VII like 6 times. I still can't tell you what happened in that game.
The Earth,
No. Next one.
But then it's in the future. No. Red 13's running. And he's got babies, but he shouldn't because he's the only one of his kind.
No, it means he found another one.
That was yeah, he was the only one who was made by Shinra.
He wasn't the only one of his kind.
Shinra only made one.
No, he's not made.
Maybe I got to play.
He was from that.
He had a whole family. Like, yeah.
Did I play?
His father turned to stone.
His father was a man. No, you're right. You're right.
Get with a program.
He should have had a line in that movie. How about that? The movie should have been about everyone but Cloud.
What's next?
The best video game movie to come out, arguably, Resident Evil.
I like that. I think it's awful on so many levels.
I might disagree with that.
Yeah,
we'll get to the best one in a little bit.
I really enjoyed Resident Evil just for being dumb and Mila Jovovich, basically.
It was zombies. You get to see her.
I was fine with it.
She jump kicked a zombie dog. It was fantastic.
That was the second one. That was the first one.
That was the second one.
No, she didn't kick. I don't care.
Yeah. Not great, but I enjoy it. I can still watch it.
Yeah, that movie did kind of suck, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't really.
Yeah. It was a fun, dumb action movie.
But it wasn't Resident Evil.
No, not at all. It's the movie that taught us that zombies don't know how to climb onto things.
I don't think they do.
They'll just stand under you and reach out.
Well, that depends.
Yeah. I think they'll stand up and reach at you.
Like, they wouldn't have the correct motor functions to be able to climb at you?
But if they can't do that, then you could say then they wouldn't be able to use stairs, which they do all the time.
I don't think that maybe they would know.
But zombies always use stairs.
Not my zombies.
Do they not?
Have you seen Reanimated? I fall downstairs.
You foil time. You foil zombies with a porch.
I think a zombie will, but if it falls and it lands on the porch, it'll get back up. It may not know to, it'll hit its shins into it.
There's a big difference between walking up a step and climbing a ladder.
Yeah. I don't know
if a zombie has the motor functions to know how to climb a ladder.
But like at one point, they're just like standing on a little platform, and the zombies are just like, "Oh,
I can't." they're like 3 feet above the zombies, so the zombie's not going to know how to jump 3 feet in the air from a standing position.
Well,
and grab and then climb himself up and bite them.
They do in the other movies. So
yeah, but
I've never seen a zombie do a 3 foot vertical leap.
Welcome
Watch
to our zombie
every
podcast.
Other Resident Evil movie.
No, that's true. No, those were Uber zombies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
the villain of that movie was a licker.
Yeah.
I really wanted that thing from the cabin in the remake with its hands binded.
Oh,
fuck.
That creepy ass.
Oh, that scared me.
The girl in the Evil Dead house in the remake of the first one.
It scared the shit out of me.
I wanted it to have stars and Wesker.
Yeah.
And
I don't
mansion.
Care about Wesker.
You got to him later.
He had a mansion for about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then they went into the underground lab.
It's like, I want to make a different movie.
But every Resident Evil game does eventually get there. It's like, you're in the thing, and then now you're in the underground lab.
Yeah.
So maybe they just cut out all the previous, the beginning shit and cut straight to the end where they're in the lab.
I mean, yeah. And it was pretty much as good as, you know, if you compiled the cutscenes from any one of the games.
I read the script for George Romero's Resident Evil.
That's one I would have liked to
see. I gotta say, I think we probably ended up with the best out of those two.
Oh, wow. Really?
Man, it was a bad script.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, the like main character was like Native American, like with semi mystical, you know, abilities.
Oh.
And, it was just like, dude. Fuck.
George Romero's lost it.
No, this was like still like before he did Land of the Dead and all, you know, all that shit. This was like in the early to mid 90s.
Well, he's lost it now.
Yeah, no, Survival of the Dead was fucking god-awful.
The next one to come out, and by the way, that was March 12th, 2002, was another zombie movie called House of the Dead.
Oh,
yeah. I love House of the Dead.
Now, that is one that you know, as long as I have friends around me, I can watch that movie. We watched it like three nights in a row.
Aaron, sorry.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Yeah, with the zombies running into the springboards.
You can see the springboard in the scene.
They call it the Al Demente. It's Spanish for death.
But that movie is never as good as it is with commentary by
Oh, God, such a great commentary.
This is my Jaws homage.
This is my homage to Jaws.
This is my Lord of the Rings
homage.
Homage.
You see, he put his hand on the tree, and he smells.
Have you seen
House of the Dead, Steven?
Yes, but how with commentary?
Fucking watch the commentary.
I cast Jürgen Prochow as an homage to Das Boot.
Here's those two movies actually kind of bring up one of the problems that I have with most video game movies that have come out since then, is that ever since The Matrix, every movie, pretty much every video game movie has to have some like crazy super slow-mo or bullet time shit, and it really bugs me. Do your own thing.
I hate bullet time in general.
Yeah. And every video game movie almost has done it ever since The Matrix came out.
And especially, like, if you're gonna throw bullet time in stuff, I mean, okay, whatever, but don't throw it into my Alien movies.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Do they have bullet time in the Alien movies?
AVP.
Well, you know, whatever.
I almost walked out. I was so pissed off.
You still tried to defend that movie. I like that movie.
I do. I just don't like the bullet time and the gestation period.
It's not a good movie.
It's Predator 3.
Anyway, you
were telling me about House of the Dead when it first came out, and you're like, they totally go to a rave, and then they fight zombies, and they play, it's like for 10 minutes they fight zombies to rave music, and then the guy remembers it, and it shows it to you again, because it pulls a close-up of his eye, and it shows you the whole scene
you
again.
The exact scene again, just really fast.
What the fuck was up with that?
I don't know, dude.
It's like, what did I just do? Oh, this.
Yeah. It's like, remember that time when we killed all the zombies to
rave
music?
They had a flashback episode in the middle of the movie.
Right after that scene.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta rewatch that. It was like Clark's the Animated Series episode 2.
I'm gonna buy that when it comes out on Blu-ray. The day it comes out on Blu-ray. And we're gonna have a House of the Dead party.
Oh, God. I'd be down for watching that again. It's been years.
The next one to come out was a sequel. It was Lara Croft Tomb Raider Cradle of Life.
Never saw it.
It was
never
better
saw
than
it.
The first one.
Good movie.
Yeah. She fights a shark.
Yep.
She punches a shark in the face.
Yeah, while she's on her little, like, underwater scuba mini personal thingy.
I wouldn't say it's good, but I enjoyed it more than the first one, and they it looked like they actually were trying to have fun with it this time. And early Gerard Butler role, and he was really good in it.
I really enjoyed it.
He was very charming.
I didn't see it.
Go see it. It's better than House of the Dead.
That's not hard. The next one was one of my favorite video game movies. Resident Evil Apocalypse.
Oh, Resident Evil.
Yeah, that was good.
It had...
That's probably the one I enjoyed the most out of the four Resident Evil movies.
Because it was the most like one of the video games?
I still think Nemesis looked stupid.
Yeah, Nemesis looked god-awful.
But Jill Valentine looked really hot.
She was really hot, and that kind of redeemed a lot of the movie. And this also kicked off the whole, like, Mila Jovovich super soldier thing, which I hated in all of them. Because, why?
I don't know.
Yeah, see.
She needed... I don't know. Let's remake that movie.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll get Jon Favreau to remake Resident Evil.
That'd be cool.
But Nemesis was in it, and there was liquors, and they weren't the bosses. They were just regular liquors.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was about it, really.
Big old puffy Nemesis.
They were doggies, and they blew them up in a school or something. Jill Valentine, really hot. Carlos was in it. They got tied up at the end, and then she has to fight Nemesis, and they do.
Yeah.
Yep. So there.
Yeah.
After that was a movie that I think only me and you watched, Walt.
Mm-hmm.
Alone in the Dark?
That was a great day. We sat all the way through the Alone in the Dark movie, and we had a fun time.
Yeah, we did. It was terrible.
there are elements of that movie that we still, like...
Quote,
bring up, quote.
Hell, the guy just...
like, at the end of the movie, the evil doctor guy is explaining his plan, and just, like, midway through his explanation, Stephen Dorff just pulls out a knife and throws it at him.
And then he kills him, and then they walk away.
It's like, it's like, I'm going to tell you everything you need to know to stop this from happening. Knife. and then he sets a bomb. He's like, I'm going to blow this fucker up. And then he sets the bomb for like 30 seconds, knowing he's going to blow up. And then he runs away from it in slow motion. He knows he's going to die, but he runs away from the bomb in slow motion.
It's like, just set it for longer. Or just don't run.
Who was in that?
Stephen Dorff and Christian Slater and
Tara
Reid. Oh, and there was the dude who like couldn't use he wouldn't use doors. He like during the big fight scene, he just kept jumping through windows.
There was a door right there, and he burst through a window. That fucking movie. The sequel came out.
I mean, Uwe Boll, thank you for that.
Yeah, I enjoy Uwe Boll movies.
I mean, for this reason exactly, that we can do this and podcast about them and laugh at them. I have a great Uwe Boll quote that I want to read to you later when we talk about movies that are going to be made.
Is it about his awkward Auschwitz movie?
No, it's a video game movie. We'll get to that. Don't read ahead.
The next one was a movie that I actually thoroughly enjoyed, Doom.
Oh. I like it. I like Doom.
Still think they pussied out. They should have just had the bad things be from hell instead of whatever they actually were.
But they look the same.
Yeah, they should have just gone ahead and said, hey, when they were using this gate technology, they ended up opening a gateway to hell.
This gay technology? Oh, gate technology.
Gate technology.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. The movie, there's a 3-minute first-person shooter scene.
And that's the only scene that anybody really thinks about when they think about that movie.
And then he had God mode enabled.
Yeah, he did have God mode enabled.
Then he fought The Rock. It was great. I don't know. Granted, this is all coming from someone who didn't really give a shit about Doom anyway.
I picked up the Blu-ray, and I just watched it again like a couple months ago. And yeah, I mean, it's still enjoyable on a very like B-movie level.
I don't like Doom. I never really got into Doom 3, I guess, based simply on...
Doom 3 is the only one that I would consider a good game. The first two were revolutionary in that...
Wolfenstein did it first.
Yeah, same company, though. It was all id. But first-person shooters hadn't really done anything yet, and they just sort of brought that to the mainstream, and everyone loved it.
And that's cool, but... Why the fuck can't I hold my gun and my flashlight at the same time?
You can get a mod that does that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's obnoxious. I know.
Yeah, like, and I guess it makes it for the realistic... No, it doesn't.
Maybe
I can. I can do this. I can hold a gun and a flashlight.
To make it, like, artificially more spooky.
And that, and when you melee with your flashlight, it sometimes does more damage than when you shoot.
Sure.
So you can just beat that game by hitting people with a flashlight.
Critical hit.
But yeah, we do. We travel. We got off of work at, like, 7 in the morning.
Yep.
And drove all the way, an hour away, to see that movie just because we heard it had a 3-minute first-person shooter scene in it.
Yep.
It was great.
Nice. It was a good time.
The Rock was in it. Carl Urban.
I like Carl Urban.
Carl Urban is great.
Did anyone see the next one, Blood Rain?
Nope. No, I never saw it.
Sorry, Uwe Boll.
Or played the game.
Oh, I got a picture message. The next one was a good one. Silent Hill.
Yep.
I like it.
Yeah,
I think it could have definitely done with a lot of editing. I really, if you cut out pretty much all of Sean Bean,
he wasn't even in the original script.
Yeah,
the original concept was all female characters.
Yeah,
But then the studio made them write in the Sean Bean role. And yeah, honestly, I think if you edited all of his stuff out, it's a tighter movie and it's better for it.
Yeah.
Someone get on that. Director's cut.
Silent Hill 2 is
actually
about to start.
I think someone did do like a Phantom edit version of Silent Hill.
I would like to watch that.
Yeah, it's probably on a torrent site near you.
Yeah, because Sean Bean's pointless.
It's on a torrent site.
I still think that it should have ended where she opens a door and it's a dog at a computer.
They should have shot that alternate ending.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pyramid Head looked awesome in that.
Yeah.
And then, like, the girl who was tied to
that bitch's skin right off.
Yeah. I can't deal with that.
Yeah. I mean, scary movie, and for people who haven't played the game, it's still, it still works.
Yeah. I played half of the first game.
Yeah.
And I didn't anymore, because they didn't give me ammo.
And I just got to a point where I didn't know what to do anymore.
You just have
it's not Resident Evil.
And they kept throwing pterodactyls at me, so I'm like, no more Silent Hill.
Yeah, you gotta do a lot of avoiding shit.
You gotta run. You run away from things.
I like my survival horror to give me enough ammo to survive.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of against the point.
Yeah.
That's why I couldn't play Dino
Crisis. That one is probably my favorite video game.
You like Dino Crisis?
Should have been a movie.
What?
Dino Crisis?
Fucking A.
That would be a badass movie.
Or Parasite Eve?
It was a Parasite Eve movie.
The third one
Madonna was going to star.
Huh?
The third Parasite Eve game is coming out.
Do you get
soon.
To run fast in this one again?
Is that the one for the cell phones in Japan?
That was brutal.
Huh? What, how slow the bitch moved in Parasite Eve?
It's PSP.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Third birthday. It comes out in like a month.
Huh. Like, that, we got the game because it came out. That was after Final Fantasy VII, right?
Yeah, it was like 4 or 5 days.
Oh, yeah.
And we got it, and Rob, I know you, like, well, we didn't play it for the longest time. Like, he wouldn't play it because she moved so fucking slow.
Yeah.
And I got halfway through the game before I gave up because she moved so fucking slow.
Yeah. Even her run is like a normal game's walk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not cool. I don't know. And
to make it scary.
They made a movie, though, about Parasite.
Yeah, Daniel bought it.
I never saw it.
It was
based on... Because the game was based on a Japanese novel. Yeah. The movie was also based on that book.
Oh, so not on the game.
No.
So it's not a video game movie?
Not really, no.
Hmm. The next one is one of my favorite video game movies of all time. And I Might Be Alone. Dead or Alive.
I've never seen it.
That is the most accurate video game movie portrayal, I think.
I've only seen bits and pieces of it. And
that was straight to DVD.
No, it came out theatrically.
Did it really?
Yeah, very, like in 200 theaters.
I remember, two or three days before the movie was coming out in theaters, the entire thing got put on Google Video. And, it was left up there for, 8 hours or so. Like, a ton of people I know, watched it and said, yeah, this is, fucking awful and hilarious and really entertaining, but I'm not going to pay for a fucking, movie ticket. So that might have hurt.
Kevin Nash was in it.
Yeah, Kevin Nash. And the chick from My Name is Earl, Jamie Presley.
Yeah. And that one odd-looking Chinese chick. Who was in Sin City and...
Oh, yeah, I never
Devin Naoki?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, Japanese maybe? I don't know.
Who played Kasumi?
Her? Yeah. The odd-looking chick? I don't know. That movie was awesome because the game has no story. So the movie is pretty much the same way. Like, you're gonna fight on an island!
The guy that did Dead or Alive didn't the Ninja Gaiden and stuff, right?
Ryu Hayabusa?
Oh, no, it's the same company, Tecmo. I don't think it's the same dude who does Ninja Gaiden, though.
Okay, because that guy is bizarre.
Really?
Yeah, he walked away from the company and started his own company.
He was accused of, sexual harassment, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And he flipped out. I know he flipped out over something on them and just walked out.
Yeah.
Mm. But that's one of my favorite ones. Because Kevin Nash is in it, and he's... playing a goofball Kevin Nash named Bass Armstrong.
Big girls need loving too.
The next two, none of us have seen, I guarantee it. In the Name of the King, A Dungeon Siege Tale.
Nope.
Don't care.
Christian. Not Christian.
Jason Statham.
Matthew Lillard was in that, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Jason Statham played a guy named Farmer in that, so. Postal, anybody?
Nope.
No. That was Gary a terrible Coleman fucking game.
No, he was in the second game.
What?
Gary Coleman was in the game.
Yeah, he was in two. That was a fucking awful game series, man.
But if you bought the DVD, it came with the full copy of the game for PC.
Ooh, gee.
So. I don't, The next one I saw and I hated and it ruined everything was Resident Evil Extinction.
Is that the Mad Max one?
Yeah.
Never saw it.
They introduced
from the director of Highlander.
That's the
third one.
Yeah.
You didn't see that one?
Nope.
That one was in the desert, and the zombies were there, and they had uber zombies that ran and climbed the Eiffel Tower, and they had birds, and then Carlos died.
And they were trying to find a boat that had a thing for this place.
Something like that.
And the dude turned into a tyrant at the end, right? Was it a tyrant?
I don't know.
Turned into
vaguely.
The doctor guy turned into?
Vaguely, I don't
remember. Was it Birkin? No, Birkin was in the second one.
Yeah, he was the guy in the wheelchair. That was a shit ass movie. The only good scene in that movie was with the birds.
Yeah,
that was a cool scene with all the birds.
No,
Mila Jovovich was funny looking in that movie. Hitman, anybody?
No.
I never saw it. Timothy Olyphant? I like him a lot. Yeah, I didn't see that. Max Payne?
Nope.
Didn't see it either.
No.
You saw Max Payne?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was okay. It was nothing like the games. I mean, his wife and kid were murdered, but then it incorporated all sorts of demons and spirits.
Did they?
Well, that was in the game.
Really?
Yeah.
Wasn't that hallucinations?
Yeah, it was hallucinations if you were on the drug.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But was that in the game? Like, in the movie he was taking drugs?
Valkyrie, I think.
Yeah, demons?
It was, I don't know. Not bad, just, not worth the discussion.
Was it better than Wing Commander?
Never saw Wing Commander.
Was it better than
Super Mario Brothers? It was better than Mortal Kombat 2.
Okay, well, that's not saying.
And House of the Dead.
Mila Kunis is in that.
Yeah.
She's playing Mona Sachs, I think.
Yep. She's getting married to Macaulay Culkin.
Street
Fighter, The Legend of Chun-Li, I saw this.
I saw that.
I didn't see it.
No.
Yeah, no, I didn't actually see this movie. I bought it. I don't know why, because it had so much going against it, in my opinion, because I hate that actress, because she played Lana Lang in Smallville.
She was the worst part of that Smallville series.
I thought you were going to say she was the worst part of the Street Fighter movie.
Well,
there were lots of bad parts.
Yeah, it was just bad, dude. I couldn't, I got 15 minutes into it and fast-forwarded to see maybe if she fought Vega, and I don't even know if she did.
She did.
She did?
I'm pretty sure.
Was it cool?
Was it anything like the animated?
Have you seen the Street Fighter animated?
No.
Fuck, you need to see that.
Oh, dude. That's
Chun-Li
vs. Vader,
Red
Box great fight.
The guy that played Liu Kang was in it.
Oh, Robin Shu?
Robin Shu? Yeah.
I chatted with him in Yahoo Chat once.
He was like, the trainer.
Oh, okay. Her master guy?
Yeah.
Prince of Persia.
Nope.
Yeah.
It was alright.
Yeah.
Not good, but... I really have a crush on that chick in it. She was also in Clash of the Titans.
Gemma Arterton?
Yeah.
Yeah, from Quantum of Solace. Her name's
Gemma? Yeah.
Yep. Like from DigiCode Gemma?
Yeah.
It wasn't a good movie. It was probably the best Prince of Persia movie they were going to make.
Yeah.
They just tried too hard to, make it Pirates of the Caribbean.
Mm.
They wanted another, tentpole, Disney fantasy action franchise, and it just didn't work out. Yeah, well, that was with,
it just fell kind of flat.
Jake Gyllenhaal. Why didn't he look melty? His sad sister turtle? Looks very melty.
His sister looks like a sad turtle.
Yeah, the last one to come out was Resident Evil Afterlife. Resident Evil Afterbirth.
Afterbirth 3D.
Yeah.
I saw it.
Yeah, you saw it in 3D.
Yeah. It was my first 3D movie I ever seen.
So I'm sorry.
And the last movie the last time I've been to a theater.
Yeah. Well, that's
not true. Paranormal Activity.
Oh, too. That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you like it?
It's not Resident Evil anymore.
No. I saw it.
Did you?
I watched it. I had a bootleg copy of it that my dad got from Mexico. So it had the DVD. It's a DVD rip, but it's got the English audio and then a Spanish dub of it. So if you're
awesome.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Does it have really bad English translations sometimes?
No, I wish. Oh, like that Harry Potter?
Yeah.
We had a Harry Potter, the first one, DVD rip. The second one DVD rip from a Hong Kong place. And you could turn on the subtitles, but they were Hong Kong bastardizations. So what was
Do
it?
Not want. They were English. No. It was just English.
Yeah, Professor McGonagall was Professor Hat. And then at one point she was Professor Mike. Happy Porter.
Happy Porter.
Yeah, then at one point it just said, fuck you. I wish we had that still.
It was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, Resident Evil Afterbirth was pretty bad. Even though it had Wesker in it, they couldn't fix it.
Also, the back of the Harry Potter the DVD... It was like they copied and pasted the story of the Lion King and put it in. So it had pictures there, but it talked about Simba.
I'd watch that movie.
What's left?
No, that's it. That's the list. Those are the video game movies.
So the last video game movie to come out was
Afterlife.
So from that list, what is everyone's favorite? And what is everyone's favorite? And what was the best?
Silent Hill.
Silent Hill's the best.
I'm going to say Silent Hill was the best. My favorite is probably Super Mario Brothers.
That's what
Silent Hill about. Was the best. My favorite was probably
Mortal Kombat.
Super Mario Brothers. Because I love Bob Hoskins.
Silent Hill was the best, but I probably enjoy Mortal Kombat the best.
Yeah. I'm either with you two or I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
Which one of these do you guys think was the best reviewed?
Hmm.
I've seen the list, so I'm not going to answer.
Yeah, based on, like, I'm going by tomato meter ratings.
Probably so Mortal that's Kombat. Pretty harsh anyway.
Mortal Kombat, I'd guess. Yep.
With a 44%, Final Fantasy The Spirits Within.
Fuck you.
Really?
Yep.
That's the highest?
The highest is 44%. So there has not been a fresh wow. video game movie.
Mm. What was the
second highest, if we're not counting that one, is Prince of Persia. With 36, followed closely by Mortal Kombat.
Mm.
So Mortal Kombat's something. What was the highest grossing?
The highest grossing video game movie of all time. All right, top five. Tomb Raider.
Hmm.
Followed by Prince of Persia. Then, we didn't talk about this, but Pokemon, the first movie.
The one with Mewtwo. Mewtwo Strikes Back.
Yeah.
Yeah, we wouldn't
say that.
That was a good ass movie. Yeah. Then Mortal Kombat.
And then Tomb Raider 2.
Huh.
I would have thought that, like, Resident Evil would have been near the top, but they didn't even crack the top five.
Wow.
And all the Resident Evil movies, including the newest one, all topped out between, like, 50 and 60 million.
When you have Angelina Jolie and Mia Jovovich and you put them together and people are gonna, who are they gonna gravitate to? You know what I mean?
Angelina Jolie.
Let's be honest, she had the
name recognition, and you know, a lot of people who had never heard of the game went and saw those movies.
Would you go with Angelina Jolie over Mia Jovovich?
I wouldn't, personally, but most of the world would.
I would. How does everyone fall on this argument?
I'd probably go Mia. Although she'd probably be really, I don't know. I think Angelina Jolie is probably more crazy.
Yeah.
I think Mila is probably more obnoxious.
Well, we're not saying you guys got to get married and have a happy life together.
That's what I was going for. I mean, I think things through, okay?
I'm in it to win it, guys.
All you got to do is just direct a movie that she's in, and you're good to go.
There you go, exactly. So
even if you're a tiny French troll.
What do you guys think the worst reviewed video game movie was?
House of the Dead.
Alone in the Dark?
House of the Dead. Maybe Alone in the Dark.
Mortal Kombat Annihilation?
The Chun-Li thing.
Chun-Li story?
Ben had it, Alone in the Dark.
That was a shitty fucking movie.
Yeah.
House of the Dead beat Alone in the Dark, wow.
Yeah, Alone in the Dark has a 1%. House of the Dead, I believe, has a 4.
Hmm.
Wow.
4% fresh.
What, before we take our break, do you want to give us a rundown of any future ones coming out in the works?
I can run through this real quick. Here's the ones that are currently confirmed to be in production. There's an Asteroids movie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like De Laurentiis.
That's going to be like Armageddon, only chaos.
Yeah, yeah. I hope it's just spinning around in a circle. Firing at asteroids. Bioshock has been in development for a long time, but is still apparently moving forward. Gore Verbinski, the Pirates of the Caribbean guy, is producing it. And it's being directed by the dude who directed 28 Weeks Later.
Oh.
I like 28 Weeks Later. I don't know shit about Bioshock.
Yeah, but no casting or anything has happened yet. They're still just waiting.
It seems like a game you would like.
It takes too much time, I think.
It is really long.
Yeah, I like games that I could play for 10 minutes and then continue playing for an hour. But I like that option of just playing it for 10 minutes.
Paul W.S. Anderson, the not cool Paul Anderson, the one who's responsible for...
Mia Jovovich Paul Anderson?
Yeah, the Resident Evil Paul Anderson. And Mortal Kombat, Paul Anderson.
I like Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Is producing a Castlevania movie.
I forgot about that.
To be directed by James Wan, the guy who directed the first Saw.
Huh.
And that puppet movie.
Dead Silence?
Yeah, that's the one.
Huh.
Well, you hate Saw, though.
Yeah. I'm fine with the first one.
First one's awesome.
So are
the second through the seventh.
I only saw 1, 2, and 3, and I didn't like the second or third one. DJ Caruso is attached to direct the Dead Space movie.
Ooh, yes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Event Horizon.
Yeah.
Event Horizon meets Doom.
Event Horizon, only good.
Hey, come on.
Hey, dude, Event Horizon was the shit. That was a Paul W.S. We talked about this.
Yeah, the ending ruined it for me.
The ending ruined it for me, but I still love like everything up to that.
Yeah, everything up to that is decent.
You'll need eyes to see where we're going. By the way, I was Alan Grant in Jurassic Park, and I terrified Ben. Because he saw this red after he saw Jurassic Park 16 times. Everyone in my childhood is a cunt. All they do is scare me.
Brett Ratner is attached to direct a God of War movie. Where, and apparently the script leaked, and it got reviewed, and Kratos doesn't become a god at the end. He refuses and just jumps off the cliff.
Fuck you.
And then goes down to Hades, and the movie ends with him being like, it's your turn, Hades, blah, blah, blah. I can't see that, a God of War movie ever working in live action.
I don't know, man.
It would
be like the Scorpion King.
He's not a cool character to begin with, but he's such an over-the-top character.
No, Kratos is a cool dude.
I mean, you can accept him in a video game, but could you watch a movie with...
Oh, it is a new Mortal Kombat.
This shirtless dude, just painted white, running around being Kratos the whole time?
Yeah,
because I watch wrestling.
Yeah, and that's all it would be. It would be a WWE movie.
Speaking of which, who would you cast as... If you cast anybody...
As Kratos?
Stone Cold. Yeah.
Do they have to be a wrestler?
It's anybody.
Tyson Tomko.
Who?
If you look him up, he looks like Kratos.
Can he act?
He can barely wrestle. But.
Goldberg.
I was thinking Goldberg.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of wrestling, that Proto Jays pinball machine place.
Yeah.
They got a new arcade game machine in. They got WrestleMania.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the old school arcade WrestleMania game.
Nice.
Yeah, I wanted to play it, but I didn't. Because I was playing pool like a man.
Yeah. We talked about this last week, but Heavy Rain's been fast-tracked.
I'm going to refrain from making fun of Heavy Rain.
Yeah, that's fine. Actually, and after you and I talked the other night, that's the short that I want to do.
Heavy Rain?
Yeah. Yeah.
Michael!
Jason! I have an idea for that, and we'll talk about it later.
Is it going to be a short film of you spending 10 minutes trying to make your son do his homework?
No, and you know what?
Are you going to cut yourself shaving?
And you just apparently really
are you going to look at a bird for like 10 minutes? And then your wife comes home and you stack the packages or some shit?
No, it'll be me.
He does it. He looks exactly like Kratos.
Oh, wow, yeah. Oh, wait, is that fucking Green Ranger?
No.
Okay, no.
David Frank.
He's an MMA guy.
He is an MMA guy. And his clothing line, his shirt said, Jesus didn't tap.
That's awesome.
I want that shirt so bad.
Yeah.
But no, Heavy Rain, dude. He just walked around the mall for like an hour.
It's
such a great game. Oh, I can understand that it's not for everybody. But you really should have given it more of a chance.
I shoot aliens in my game.
If you get into the story in that game, that's all it takes.
So you're so good. Just need to broaden your horizons a little bit, sir.
Do you have
but
more,
it's fun.
Do you have
it's
more
fun.
Coming?
You don't have to like it.
Can we,
Hitman 2 is apparently happening.
Okay.
They're also doing a sequel to In the Name of the King.
A Dungeon Seed story?
Yes. With Dolph Lundgren replacing Jason Statham.
Okay.
Makes sense.
And I want you to listen. This is a synopsis that Uwe Boll gave in an interview. And I'm going to try and do an Uwe Boll voice right now. But this is word for word what he said. It's like contemporary right now big city. And we have Dolph Lundgren basically being a cop or like a fighting coordinator working as this. And one night he gets attacked by ninjas in his house and fell with the ninjas into a vortex back in time.
What?
I'm so in.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
What?
Basically, Lundgren's character is supposedly the son of Statham's character from the first movie, and he was sent into the future, brought up in an orphanage because the parents felt that they would all die. This is a quote still. So he's basically the last survivor of the kingdom, and... He should quote, bring the kingdom back in charge.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dolph Lundgren brings the kingdom back in charge.
Yeah.
Is it the tagline?
But it better be.
So, bring the kingdom back in charge this summer.
Wow.
Yeah. So Dolph Lundgren falling into a vortex in time with ninjas It's Turtles in Time.
Yeah. No. Which should be the next Ninja Turtles movie.
Oh.
Didn't they make that one already?
They did.
Oh, yeah, kind of.
Three.
Yeah.
They didn't go all throughout time.
The new next Turtle movie should be a sequel to the CG one.
I agree.
That was a good movie.
But yeah. It I think that what they're moving forward in is another live action one.
In live action CG Turtle.
Yeah.
Like Alvin and Chipmunk style, I guess.
Yeah. Abby and Aria Rod, the former Marvel movies gurus.
They made the Bratz movie.
Yeah. Are producing an infamous movie.
Oh, okay. It's that one where you get electric powers.
Yeah.
Oh.
Jamie Foxx and... Yeah, that game that I loaned you that you haven't played.
I played it.
Oh, did you?
I didn't like it.
Yeah. See, you don't like anything if it's not...
Hey. And you don't like good movies.
Okay. Jamie Foxx and Bruce Willis are attached to a Kane and Lynch movie, which I don't give a shit.
Yeah, that time has passed.
Yeah, totally not interested. That was a shitty game series.
Yeah. We already mentioned the second Silent Hill movie. Silent Hill Revelation in 3D.
Uh-huh.
Directed by the guy who directed Solomon Kane, which I heard was good if they would ever fucking
I want to see that, dude.
I really want to see it, but I don't know. It's been shelved, I guess.
Robert E. Howard, the character.
Yeah.
But a Puritan badass, like, using mystical powers to fight, like, creatures of the night.
Exactly.
Falls in at Vortex Ninjas.
Yeah. Something like that.
Ninja Vortex, gotta bring the kingdom back.
Ninja Vortex.
Stage 3, Ninja Vortex.
And finally, the movie that'll probably happen before any of these others that I just listed is the Uncharted movie, which, when the games came out, because I love the Uncharted games, and I would have loved to see a movie based on them, but now, from what I know, as far as where they're headed, I kind of just don't want it to happen now.
What are they doing to
it? Well, David O. Russell's directing it. The guy who directed The Fighter and Three Kings. And,
okay.
You know, a bunch of good movies. I Heart Huckabees.
Oh, okay. I like all this.
He
I was in The Fighter, but yeah.
He's moving forward with it with Mark Wahlberg in the Nathan Drake role.
Mm.
Which, yeah, I'm already done with that. It should be Nathan Fillion, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Everything. But he's also been giving all these interviews and talking up the Uncharted movie and how much he loves the games and how much he loves playing them and how much his son loves playing them and all this stuff. First bad sign is that he cast, or he's rumored to be trying to cast Robert De Niro and Joe Pesci as Nathan Drake's family, like father and uncle.
The character's allowed to have a father and
Yeah, and that's fine. You know, it's not in the games, but whatever. I can deal with that. Cool. But then he describes the plot of the movie as this family who deals with governments in the antiquities world and, like, fights injustice, which is totally
not... That's not part of the
Granted,
game.
I didn't play Uncharted more than the 45 minutes I played today.
Yeah. But I mean, in a nutshell... Nathan Drake's a treasure hunter and, you know, this kind of roguish Han Solo type character. And, you know,
who had been greatly played by Nathan Fillion.
Yeah, yeah, who would have been great as with Nathan Fillion playing him. Who, you know, seeks out lost artifacts but then, you know, runs into bad guys. And
like you do.
And shit goes down. But, you know, there's no, like, you know, fighting injustice or, like, you know, trying to be...
No, it's just him running around getting treasure.
He's more of a... He's like a John McClane character. He's kind of an everyman, but who could still do a bunch of crazy shit, but, you know.
I see that game, though, dude. He jumps on shit all the time.
Yeah, he does jump on a bunch of stuff, but...
And you were giving me shit earlier because I was playing the game and I refused to run. I only rolled because
you
I'm
were
convinced...
Rolling,
it's faster than walking, rolling.
It is not
And faster. Jumping is always faster than walking.
No.
Always. Especially in Castlevania.
Well, yes, and that it is.
And it's more flashy.
It just looked ridiculous. Because well, you were just somersaulting constantly.
Well, when you play Uncharted, you walk. When I play Uncharted, I roll.
Okay.
That's how I roll.
All right. Get through the game that way.
Yeah, I'm like a monkey when I play games.
Monkeys don't roll.
I've seen monkeys roll.
All right.
I like to play like I'm Sonic the Hedgehog.
So that was the first bad sign. Then, like, IGN did an interview with him recently, And they asked him what his favorite thing about the games were. And he answered, because they're about a family.
What?
Which, you know... So if he wanted to bring in the family thing for the movie, whatever, great.
He couldn't pay, like, a 13-year-old to beat the game
Apparently his son plays it all the time, and so does he.
So that's what he means.
So he obviously has no idea what the game is or what it's about, which will probably lead us into our next topic.
What's that?
What's wrong with video game movies?
Yeah.
Before we continue and go to a break, I was thinking... For like the last like 30 minutes, if I could make a video game movie, what video game I would want to adapt?
We're going to talk about that
next segment.
Shit.
Yep. So hold it.
So we're going to take a quick break because I got to take a break. Fucking piss.
Can we throw to a Paradise by the Dashboard Light?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
All right.
It's topical because it's on a video game now.
Yep.
So here is
Eat It, Guitar Hero,
one of the best songs written of all time. It's a Meatloaf song, Paradise by the Dashboard.
Song.
Come on, I can wait all night. What's it gonna be, boy? Yes or no? What's it gonna be, boy? Yes or no?
Let me sleep on it, baby, baby. Let me sleep on it. Well, let me sleep on it.
And what would we like to see made?
Okay. I know what I want to be made.
What's that? Tell us.
My choice would have been Uncharted.
Sneak King? The Burger King movie?
Are we talking about that? Are we talking about this now?
No, I don't need to see a movie about that, Dottie. I lived it.
So we're talking in this section about, I guess... What's wrong with video game movies? Why
hasn't there been a great one?
A completely faithful, awesome one hasn't come out yet.
Yeah.
Which, some of them are more faithful than others.
Yeah, and I don't require it to be faithful, but I do ask that... I think the big thing that a lot of filmmakers that are doing these are missing is that they're either not familiar with the games that they're adapting, or they're making the kind of changes that kind of remove... what the audience for that game actually loved to begin with.
Yeah.
That's what bugs me.
I think that most video game movies are just made by people who don't make... who either don't play video games...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or the writers don't play video games or aren't familiar with the source material enough. And made by producers who don't play video games or don't think that they're legitimate pieces of storytelling.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest problems, you know, like, even watching the special features on Resident Evil Apocalypse, they were like, they were talking about how, the actresses were talking about how to get into character for Resident Evil, the second Resident Evil game, they brought them in PlayStations and gave them copies of the game to play, and they were playing Resident Evil 1. Mm. Like, that's just an example of that shit, like, at least give them 2 or 3, you know, that's what the game is fucking about.
Yeah.
Don't give them the first, you fucking cunts.
I think, well, part of the problem is that I don't think we're ever going to be, like, super happy with a video game movie. I mean, if you look at adaptations from, like, comics or books, you know, they usually have to stray. And there's something about video game fans seem to, like, really be nitpicky about shit.
Yeah.
More so even than comic geeks, which is a little odd.
And I don't really care about continuity. I think the main issue is that and this goes back to the whole are video games art thing, that whole stupid debate, which of course they are.
In as much as a TV show is.
Yeah. But it's just like comic book movies were 15, 20 years ago, before people actually started taking them seriously, is that the filmmakers just don't really respect it as an art form. So they're just saying, ah, oh, fuck it, it's a video game movie, we'll do whatever. So until you get somebody who's actually, like, until you get a writer and a director who are actually, like, maybe not fans, but at least respectful of the source material, who actually have some sort of passion for it, I don't think you're going to get a video game movie that feels more than half-assed.
So one,
what?
Oh, I was gonna say, I agree. So one movie's got to come out to kind of open the floodgates, kind of like how X-Men did.
Yeah, like X-Men or
how to
or
do
Blade,
a video game like movie seriously.
A grown up video game movie needs to happen that actually works on its own for people, for more than just fans of the game.
Definitely.
And for a long time, even though I'm not a Halo fan, but I thought the Halo movie was going to be that movie.
I don't know, they had Guillermo del Toro attached to it.
Shut the...
He's probably going to have it full of elves that turn into wood.
I thought the dude from District 9 was attached.
Yeah, Neil Blomkamp was attached. Peter Jackson was producing. Guillermo actually did get approached at one point, but he did Hellboy instead, or Blade 2 instead.
I like Blade 2.
Yeah.
If you guys could have any one video game, any one or two video game franchises turned into a movie, what would it be?
Oh.
What?
Oh. So I've been thinking about this for like over 30 minutes now. And I was going to mention it earlier, but I was declined. Def Jam Vendetta.
Oh, fuck, you're right, dude.
That would be awesome.
I would watch the shit out of that fucking movie. Like, you get all the rappers to play themselves in it, and they actually wrestle?
Yep.
For whatever the fuck reason they wrestled in the game?
Yeah.
Why was that game there?
There was a drug lord, or he ruled over everything, you know, and,
You wrestled for...
You were trying to up and come. Well, you played a guy, like, the guy from the streets or whatever, and you were trying to, you know, to get in good with the crowd and end up, like, eventually taking over, you know...
The big guy, the kingpin at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And you had to fight all these rappers.
Yeah. That would be... Okay. I'm totally behind this movie.
That would be so awesome.
Especially if they wrestled.
And then just mix in, even though it was originally Def Jam, and so you didn't have, like, Snoop Dogg and all that, but I think...
He was in the third one. He was in the second one.
Yeah, they brought him in later. Just go ahead and bring in all the rappers. Because I wouldn't mind seeing, like, Eminem and 50 Cent and... I don't know any of these new people, but just a big, just... fight. Would be awesome.
That'd
no.
Cool.
You,
yeah.
That would be a horrible
And
movie.
ICP.
I'd totally be down for watching that.
I mean, I'd watch it.
It's going to be horrible. It will be awful, but...
No, it would be amazing. It would be right. It would be the way it needs to be. And the ICP shows up.
ICP, no.
And no, they show up, and they try to do a wrestling move. They do get the
big
shit
money
kicked
wrestlers.
Out of them, and that's it.
I don't know, though, because say what you will about ICP, they're good wrestlers.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm saying, like...
They are good wrestlers.
Big money wrestlers. As much as I like ICP still, you know, I think that they should get the shit
represented,
kicked out of them
okay.
immediately. Like, they show up, they would be there for the gag, you know. They'd come in talking some shit, maybe do a couple cool things, but then they'd be out of the tournament.
Like, they're in there for, like, a 10-second scene in the montage.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and like, Shaggy comes off the top ropes, and, you know, and the Scabby Rotten Eggplant, and then it's over.
That's a very vague reference that I got.
No, I would be all for that, because Ice Cube would be there. Yeah. And Redman and Method Man would be a tag team. And Def Jam Vendetta is one of my favorite wrestling games of all time. Because it was very over the top.
I heard that was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. It was.
Yeah, I always wanted to check it out. I never got a chance.
I just kicked the shit out of people to, I think it was DMX. Changed the music to DMX. I think it was DMX.
I think it was a DMX song, yes.
Yeah.
I think if I had to pick a video game movie to be made into a video game to be made into a movie, I might go with Super Mario World 2 Yoshi's Island, done as a CG movie with CG Yoshi having baby Mario, and he's got to go fight baby Bowser, and he throws eggs at all the motherfuckers. That'd be a fucking awesome CG movie. Never gonna happen. No. Def Jam Vendetta could possibly happen, the movie. That's the song. Because that was the best game of all time, I'm just saying.
Def Jam Vendetta or Yoshi's Island?
Yoshi's Island. Now put Yoshi as an unlockable character in Def Jam Vendetta.
Oh, that'd be great.
Aaron?
I'm going to probably say Castlevania, but I don't want the one we're getting.
Yeah.
I would love it to be, like, you know, just like a badass gothic, like, action-adventure movie. You know, with horror elements
instead,
and shit like
we'll
that.
End up with Van Helsing.
Yeah.
See, that's what I was thinking. It'd probably be like Van Helsing.
Yeah, I would love for it to be done, like, you know, badass, but it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So,
you know, real quick, if no one says, I got one more, if no one else says it, I'll say it.
Okay.
I was kind of in the same boat with Uncharted. If you had asked me several months ago what I would like to see, it would be Uncharted. But now, given what we're getting, I'm going to say I would like the Pixar people to make Monkey Island.
That would be pretty cool.
I never played no Monkey Island.
It's great.
Is it like Monkey Ball?
But, it, you know,
Monkey
you're not,
Ball the movie.
You're not shooting aliens, so you'd hate it.
Steven?
I would like a CG Star Fox movie.
Oh,
that would be good. Wow. Yeah.
I think he trumped
them. Just do live action. That'd be awesome.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus.
Dude, there'd be people in fursuits coming to the fucking theater. And be
oh,
like,
that'd be so
we gotta awesome. Fucking make that short
God.
Film.
Oh.
We gotta do that short film where we decide to make a live action Star Fox. So we show
well,
up in
on
fursuits.
That same note, I would dig a CG Ratchet and Clank movie.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah. I'd kind of be down for Left 4 Dead or Left 4 Dead 2.
That's not the one I was gonna say, but I'm glad that you said that.
Yeah. What about the four characters,
but it would,
I guess,
yeah,
from the first game?
Yeah, it would just be a zombie movie.
Yeah.
That's
but I'd still
fine.
I'd be down because I love the characters. That's my favorite part of Left 4 Dead. And Left 4 Dead 2. I mean,
the
I even like Left 4 Dead 2, yeah.
Maybe it's made of chocolate.
Yeah, that could be fucking chaos, though, with, like, the hunters and the...
Yeah.
That would be a badass fucking movie.
Yeah, it would just be another Resident Evil.
Well,
we should make some
it.
Videos based on those.
We really should.
Yeah.
I was going to say, because it's never really been done other than a TV show, but... What about Sonic?
A CG Sonic?
Yeah, it was a good
I'm
CG
glad you
Sonic
said CG.
I'd like it to be more based on, like, the ABC series where there were, like, freedom fighters.
That was
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah,
I love that.
The good one.
Yeah.
Blue Streak speeds by. Sonic.
I'm still
why
down
there
for the Star Fox, but it just needs to be,
I
it
guess
be live action.
They, I don't know,
you
probably
can't
would
it would be
thing,
great.
Mm.
You could do a live action, because you could, nowadays, I mean... Look at, like, where the wild things are.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it wouldn't look like Howard the Duck now.
Who would play Robotnik?
Danny DeVito.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's Dr. Eggman now.
He's still Robotnik.
In my heart.
He just calls him Eggman.
Yeah, because they couldn't say Robotnik because it was racist against Russians.
What?
Really?
Oh,
that's why they changed him. Officially in the games, he's Dr. Eggman now.
Huh.
Because Robotnik was you know, a play on, you know, a Russian thing.
So?
They're Japanese.
Tetris the movie.
Did you see the trailer for Tetris the movie?
No.
It looks badass. Somebody made a trailer for Tetris the movie.
It's like it looks like fucking Robot Jocks.
The
and
people
shit.
Who did the PG 300 trailer.
See that.
Yeah.
Brush your
Black
teeth.
20 or something.
Yeah.
There's also a trailer for a live-action Pac-Man movie online.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Oh,
Bulls
wow.
Pac-Man.
Ooey Bulls Pac-Man, huh?
Yeah, the Mega Man was a short film.
Yeah.
Well,
it was a fan film.
I'm surprised no one said Link to the Past.
Well, I've thought of Zelda.
Yeah.
I just don't know how you would...
Do it?
Yeah.
Do you remember years ago on April Fool's?
They put out that Link to the Past trailer.
IGN did that.
IGN did that, yeah.
My heart broke so bad.
They did such a good job with that.
Yeah. I mean, you could do it as a cool action, you know, an action adventure movie. You know, just a fantasy type
Link
thing.
Talk?
Yeah. Hmm? Huh?
Would Link actually talk?
Yeah, he would have to.
Now, young Link or like teenage Link. I don't know if Link would even work live action.
Yeah.
It might just be too,
I guess, an anime.
Too quirky. Yeah.
Japanese, yeah.
Yeah, like if you did live action, it would come across too fantasy live action movie-y. And if you did animated, no one would give a shit.
Yeah, they would have to do Lord of the Rings if they did it live action.
I'm down with that.
I mean, yeah.
Who would you cast as Link?
Mark Wahlberg.
Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber.
What's a Bieber?
Yeah. But, yeah, I guess that would therefore do it for this podcast.
I guess so. I mean, if we have to.
Well, you did just download some Meatloaf songs on Rock Band.
Uh-huh, I did.
Now it's time to rock out.
Rock Band the movie?
Or, yeah, just a group wants to...
That was rock... Sorry. No, never mind. Do they have to play with, like, plastic instruments?
Yes.
Is that the premise of the movie? It's like, hey, I'm going to start a band, but we only know how to play plastic
instruments. Well, it could just be a band movie. You know, it's like one of the Airheads.
But that's like every movie about a band.
Yeah. Well, I guess that the concept would be like, guys, we started a band. Let's pay $3 for every new song we want to learn.
Let's make it big as a cover band.
But yeah, well, thanks for listening to this week's episode. We'll have another episode up later.
Ooh.
Call
Cthulhu Dark Corners of the Earth.
You just want that to be a movie. Because
that's not really an adaptation of a video game. It's an adaptation of Lovecraft.
No, make it a movie.
Right.
Because that was a good game.
But you're not adapt, really.
I mean, if you want an adaptation of that game, then I guess it counts.
I haven't played it yet, but it looks really good. Alan Wake.
Jay was playing that.
Gears of War.
Oh, wow.
Are they making a Gears of War?
I thought they were.
They talked about it.
Gears of War's
not
cool.
Gonna happen.
They look all big and they kill shit.
I got one.
See, what? Gears of War represents, like, everything I hate about video games these days.
Rob? This might be the killer, so if anyone else wants to say anything, because I think when I say this, everyone's going to agree. So if anyone else wants to say anything...
Okay.
No. The games that came out, the Evil Dead series with Ash and little
Fistful of Boomstick.
Yeah,
I would watch those movies. The problem is you'd have to do them CG though.
Because Bruce Campbell's old.
I mean, and Ted Raimi's not. Just do it now with him being old.
A midget.
It'd be like just, a Rocky Balboa.
Yeah, with a little dead eye midget.
It'd be like Rocky Balboa.
I like Balboa.
No, yeah, it's fine, but I don't want to see Ash get old. Even though I see it every time I see Bruce Campbell.
Yeah. Old and cranky.
But thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll be back later. Where is our YouTube located?
YouTube.com/airportroad. That's road, R-O-A-D.
What's our official website?
I can't spell it.
Airportroad.jinxed.com.
J-Y-N-X-X-E-D.
And we have other short films on YouTube.com/WeirdoChurch, as well as our sister podcast, Dispatches from the Weird, which you can find on iTunes.
Yep.
And are we missing anything?
We have a cafe press store.
Oh, we do have some badass t-shirts.
If you go to the website, then you can pretty much find everything else.
So, airportroad.jinx.com.
Yeah.
And Star Trek Online.
No. Bye! Red Shoes.
Transformers.
You really need to play Mass Effect to me.
The movie.
Ooh, that's what I would like to see, a Mass Effect movie.
Too late. Podcast over.
And cut.